Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, today we're going to talk about fighting the good fight of faith. All right. Hallelujah. It's a good fight. Why is that? Because we win every single time. But you got to stay in the arena of faith. We're not the ones who throw in the towel. We're not the ones that quit because we have a bad round. You have a bad round. With God, the fight keeps going with God. The only time it quits is if you quit.
Right.
So for a Christian, there's always another round.
Right.
You just don't want to quit.
Right.
You got to stay in the faith fight, which is, I'm talking about the arena of faith. But before we start talking about that, let's just rehearse a little bit. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Colossians, where am I at? Verse 15, Colossians 2:15. Of course, we know this. I'm going to go over this real quick, and we'll get to 1 Timothy chapter 6. But notice what it says here. It says, having disarmed principalities, past tense, right? Having disarmed or stripped principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, of course, in the cross. Now turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Ephesians 2, verse 6, it says, are you there?
Yes.
Amen. And it says, just picking it up here in midstream, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The devil is a defeated foe. Now, we just picked a couple scriptures. Obviously, we can go on and on with this. He is defeated. We're not in the ring of the arena of faith to fight the devil. But we do have to enforce. We do have to enforce the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's all about position. The enemy wants to get you in his position, to hold you in his position. But we just read our position is in him. We're seated with him. Nothing about the devil here. He's just defeated. We, as Christians, our position is to enforce. But Pastor Chuck, you don't understand. I'm praying in tongues. I'm doing a warfare in tongues against the devil. No, you're not. That's not what's about. You're praying in the spirit. You're praying to God. The Bible's pretty plain about that. It's not about fighting the devil. You're praying to God. Excuse me. So the victory's already been won. The devil's defeated, and we're the winners. Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to Timothy, chapter 6. 1 Timothy, sorry, verse 6. Verse 9. We want to go to, did I say that right? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. Did I get that? But we want to get to verse 12 is the main verse we really want to look at. But before you get to verse 12, we really have to look at 9 and 10. It says in verse 9, it says, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10, for the love of money is a root, this is New King James, of all kinds of evil. Really, I should just say the love of money is the root of all evil. It is the root. That love, that passion of evil. For some have strayed away from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves with many sorrows. So he's talking about that love for money, that craving. You got to have more of it. You're constantly seeking after it. Paul is saying, don't do that. It's the root of all evil. He goes on to say in verse 11, he says, but you, now I got my name in this. Because as long as I'm in this flesh, I'm going to keep this flesh under. This flesh and the flesh that you're, this tent, this body is not saved. Paul said, I keep my body under. I keep it in subjection. That's not a one-time event, right? He says, but you, O man of God, flee these things. Now stop right there. He says to flee. He also tells Timothy in the second letter that not only flee, he's saying here, flee the money, that craving for money, but also youthful lust. See, there's some things that you're going to have to do. These things don't automatically happen. You're going to have to do something. It's more than, see, a lot of times we focus so much, and which we should, having done all, stand therefore. But there are some things you don't stand. You better run. When it comes for youthful lusts, man, you better run from Jezebel. She's not interested in your confession. You may say, well, I'm going to tell her about Jesus. She's not interested in Jesus. She doesn't want cookies and milk and to watch a game with you. She wants more than that. You better run. There's things you're going to have to run from. And when you're running from, guess what? It's at your backside. The Bible says looking unto. Looking means turn away from the distractions and you look to Him. Now you're ready to stand. Don't listen, when I'm on the computer, I know I got my door open and everything's open publicly and to my wife. I don't take any chances because I know His schemes. He wants to try to get a position over you. He wants to find that little door, that little door that he can just get his foot in there. You know, a lot of these grace preaching and, you know, well, you can live any way you want. No, you can't. You leave openings. Every time you sin willfully, I'm not saying you missed the mark. Okay, big deal. But when you sin openly, as in you practice that sin, you leave that. You're opening a door. Yeah, you can talk grace all you want. You open the door. That's a you problem. So we flee. Then what does it say? Verse 11, it says, flee, O man of God, all these things. And what now? Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Now you're ready for 12. How are you going to fight the good fight of faith when you're chasing money? How are you going to fight the good fight of faith if you're chasing after Jezebel? You're not going to have much luck. Oh, but you know, I got a good confession. You can confess all you want. If you don't get things in order, seeking first the kingdom, it ain't working. So we're going to have to put first things first. Get your body in line with the word. And now let's fight. See, I'm not talking about you just missed the mark. I'm not talking about that. Or you made a mistake. Or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you practice something willfully. You got to get that lined out. And you can. That's not a big deal. Repent. What does that mean? You just turn your back to it. Now I got my focus on the kingdom. Now, first in line, Jesus. I'm ready. So it doesn't matter what the devil's done. I'm pursuing right. I got things in order. Now I can prosper. Now, I am not saying, because I just checked off my list. I'm not saying that. Because the enemy is very legalistic. He can be very legalistic. And as a Christian, I don't want to get in that legalistic type thing. I went to church, I did my tithe, and I say, I need to do this or that. You will not last long living by a list. It's from the heart. You get the word in you. You live from within here. In other words, you love God with all your heart. Right? He's first. It goes on. Let's get into this. My voice is going to come out. In Jesus' name. Straighten up. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Well, when do you do that? It's now. Present tense. This is not past tense. This is where we live in. We fight the good fight of faith. Present tense. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So really, when it says to lay hold on eternal life, he's not talking about heaven. He's talking about now. So we have two present tense. We're going to fight the good fight of faith and we're going to lay hold. Lay hold of what? The things that already belong to you. He says to lay hold on eternal life. That word life is Zoe. It's the God kind of life to which you were also called and have confessed. Get this, the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Now here it is. You cannot fight the good fight without a good confession. Last week we talked about the right confession. The right confession is a good confession. It's not a wrong. You start talking a bad confession, what does that do? It'll take you out of the arena of faith. You can't stay in the arena of faith constantly talking on the negative side. In other words, you know, well, I'm a tither and I'm a believer. I guess I guess God's not going to pull through this time. Or, you know, I'm believing for healing and God, you know, it's been 2 months. I guess God can't do it this time. No, that's not what he's saying. You got to hold fast. We win because we hold fast to our confession. What's confession? It's what God's already said. He's already said it. You just have to take him at his word and say what his word's already said. In other words, then it comes, what, a two-edged sword. It becomes the sword of the Spirit coming out of your mouth. So when you make a good confession, you're just saying what the Master's already said. It's not like you did something special or great. You're just repeating what the Master, what Jesus already said. That puts you in the winner's side. So once we come through that door of salvation, which here he talks about, actually, if you really look at it, he talks about past tense. Well, past tense, he's talking about when you first made your good confession, when you confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Remember? Yeah. That's a good confession. Yeah. That puts you into the kingdom. Yeah. Well, that opened the door. Once you go through that door, that door of salvation, you continue to make those good confessions. Yes. That's what we do. Yeah. We walk by faith. If you're walking by faith, that word's constantly coming out of our mouth. Our confession. What did God say about it? Then we confess what he says. That is a good confession. In other words, you know, I can say, thank you, Father God, for your Zoe life in me, the power of God's in me, the life of God's in me, the Holy One, the Spirit of truth is in me. So therefore, sickness, you have no part in me. I forbid you to be in my body. Amen. I cast you out in Jesus' name. What am I doing? That's a good confession. That's in line with the word. I've taken authority. Come on, I've taken authority. If you're not taking authority, he's going to do it. God's not going to do it. He's waiting for you. You speak to the mountain. I think two weeks ago, I had the stump grinder out. A stump grinder, it grinds up stumps. And I was out there, you know, how I think, you know, I don't know if anyone worked a stump grinder, but those things will jerk you around. And there's a correct way of doing it. But I was in a hurry, so I was trying to make that thing work a little harder. And that thing was jerking me up, and after about 2 hours, I noticed my neck. And I was wanting to get to that one big stump I call the mother of all stumps. It has arms on it like this, three of them, and they come together to the trunk. I was really wanting to get to that, but after about 2 hours, I said, that's it. Long story short, the next day, I noticed my neck, very stiff. Then the following day got stiffer. Then after about 4 or 5 days, I blamed the pillow. And I'm thinking, this is enough. Enough is enough. It's funny how we put up with things. And Chuck, sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. I said, Chuck, you know better than this. I said, yeah, I know. So I put my hand on the back of my neck and I said, neck, speaking to the mountain, that's my problem. I said, pain leave, healing, realignment come in Jesus' name. What am I doing? I'm taking authority in Jesus' name, right? Speaking to my mountain, not to God. I'm speaking it. Did you get an instant healing? No. But I'm sticking to my confession. I made a good confession. In the name of Jesus, taking my authority, It was a gradual thing. The next day, I could tell. And the next day, I could tell even more. Amen. Now, I'm 97% there, someplace in there. But I'm not stopping. I got to finish the course. So what you do? I keep thanking Him. Thank you. The word works. I spoke to the mountain. Well, Jesus said, well, if you ask in my name, I'll do it. And He said that two times in a row. John 13:14. Two times in a row. Two verses. He repeated Himself. And if Jesus repeats Himself, which He doesn't have to, but when He does, I always take note. So I have an expectancy. I'm not going to quit until I have full manifestation. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I believe. That's what I expect. So I keep myself in the arena of faith until I get the full results. That's what He's talking about. A good confession keep you in the arena of faith. Now, I've seen this. I've seen it in the natural. Fighters are in the arena. They're fighting their fight. And they don't look that good in those rounds. Like the first five or six rounds, they don't look that great. But then that seventh, eighth round, they come out and they'll knock the guy out. Just like that. In the previous rounds, it didn't look good at all. Actually, I would say they're going to lose just by looking at it. And a lot of times it may look like you're losing. But see, that's a lie. The devil will lie to you. He'll tell you you're losing. Look at your circumstances. Look at what's around. So he don't want you to look at the word. He wants you to look at the circumstances. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says we are resist him. Stand up. That word resist means to stand. Actually, stand up. In other words, you get in his face and you tell him, get back under my feet. Because you're not in my equation. Right. I'm putting you where you deserve to be, under my feet. Right. If he's anywhere else, he shouldn't be there. Right. It's always about positioning. Our position is a position of victory. Yeah. If we'll keep our eyes on him, keep ourselves in the word, don't go by your feelings. If I went by my feelings when I laid my hands on myself, that next day I would say, well, it's not working. Now, is that a good confession? No. It's not working? Just because I still feel pain the next day? It is working. It is working. I don't care what my body's telling me. I'm not going to deny it. But I tell myself it is working. And I'll keep my eyes focused on him because I know his word works. Oh, yeah. The word, you know, Kenneth Hagin talked about this years ago. Before he got into the full gospel, he talked about how their church, they were seeing more manifestations of healings. Now, I'm just saying what he said. They were seeing more manifestations of healings, just as much as the full gospel churches. Now here's the reason. How could that be? How could he have more manifestations than the full, quote, gospel? Kenneth Hagin had his people, looking directly at the word. Not feelings, not what's going on, the word. And they got good results. Listen, how much more for us, full gospel, full of the Spirit, with our focus on the word. Right. We should expect results. Yeah. big time. Because saints, if you're not having results, first thing I do, I start praying in the Spirit. Where am I missing it? I'm supposed to be fighting a good fight. If I'm not fighting a good fight, listen, if I'm fighting a good fight, a good confession, and if I'm not having results, I need to find out, what am I doing wrong? Because I know the Word works. I need to check up. I need to find out where I'm missing it. So why not? Wouldn't it make sense to pray in the Spirit?
Yeah.
And get some wisdom from the Holy Spirit? He's there to help, right? Holy Spirit's to help you, to strengthen you. He is your standby. You got problems, go to the Holy Spirit. He will help you. He will comfort you. He will show you exactly where you messed up or what you need to correct. It could be a simple adjustment. Just a simple adjustment. The Lord is good. He's put His very Spirit on the inside of us. So yes, we fight the good fight of faith. And yes, there can be delays. Say, listen, I never put dates. When I laid hands on myself, I did not put a date on it. I've done that before. Don't do it. I'm not doing that again. You believe God. And you expect. And you stick with it. You're not wavering. Remember we talked about last week? You hold fast to your confession of faith. Without wavering, you hold fast to your hope. Without wavering, come on, God is faithful to His promise. He is faithful. You don't need to set a date. You believe God. They got things going on now. I've heard this. You know, Jesus is coming back this month. Did you know that? And, you know, I don't really keep up on it per se, but I've been hearing that. I'm thinking, okay, that doesn't really sound good. Because the Bible's pretty plain about this. You don't set day. No one knows the hour of the day, you know. So when they start saying Jesus is coming at a certain date, okay. He'd come right now. And if you're telling me He comes on a certain date, that just tells me He's probably not coming that day. So what's the point?
Yeah.
Bible says to watch and pray. You don't know. It could be before service ends. It could be tonight. Just be wise. Be ready. Be watchful. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be in our time. I think we're going to know. I think we're at that time. Yeah, it could be now. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be great to go into rapture right now? Hallelujah. Go right into the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. But what I'm trying, I'm getting off course here. But sometimes there are delays. Divine. There can be divine. Mark chapter 5, turn there. Mark chapter 5, there can be divine delays. We sit in the Word. Mark chapter 5. Let's see, I'm going to start with verse 22. Mark chapter 5, verse 22. And it says, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Now here it is. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and she will live. We would call that a good confession. Right? It goes on to say in verse 24, it says, so Jesus went with him. Now verse 25 through verse 34, it talks about the woman with the issue of blood, right? So here you got the ruler of the synagogue makes a good confession, right? So they're on their way to Jairus' house and they get stopped. And this is not just a 5-minute deal. This goes on a little, it goes on a little bit. Because you know how women can talk. There's sometimes I can't get a word in. Not very often, but she does let me talk sometimes. But the joy is really the talker. I'm not much of a talker. She's the one with Gus up the 75 mile an hour. No. She is precious. But she does talk more. Amen. She does talk more. But anyway, so the point is, the woman with the issue of blood is doing some talking. All right, this is taking some time. We'll just leave it at that. And we'll leave it go. So, but verse 35, so that's been Jesus dealing with that, okay? He can multitask. You know that? Jesus can multitask? Yeah. Verse 35, hallelujah. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" Now, verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." Well, here's the question. Believe what? What's Jesus saying? Believe. Now, it's going back to the confession. What confession? The good confession. His words that he's already confessed, past tense, right? When you make your stand, when you put the flag or the stake down, when you make your confession, now as you walk from that point, it becomes a past tense. You made a good confession. Let's read that again. Verse 23, it says, "Come, lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live." That's what he's talking. That's what Jesus is talking about. Only believe. Don't get in fear. Hold fast to your confession. You already said it. Now in Luke's account, in Luke 8, it says, Jesus said this, "And she will be made well." I can't really make my writing, but, "And she will be made well." Well, that's exactly what he said. He's agreeing with his confession. Let's look at the results. Verse 41, he took the child by hand and said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Verse 42 says, "Immediately the girl arose and walked." Huh. Fighting the good fight of faith is having a good confession. He had a delay, but guess what? Jesus still came through. It did not affect. He still got what he wanted. You have to hold fast. Just because you don't see something now does not mean nothing. It means absolutely nothing. You're not walking by feelings. You're not walking by what you're seeing. And nothing, that doesn't matter. Those are temporary things. They come and go. The word never changes. When you make your confession, and you hold fast to that, it will come to pass. Finish the course. Keep the faith. Amen. It'll work. Now turn with us. Okay, let's close with this. 2 Timothy. chapter 4, verse 7. Of course, this is Paul. This is some of his last words he spoke. And he's speaking to Timothy. Of course, he's about to be offered. His time's at hand. Verse 7, notice this. He says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. Or the New King James says race, but I like the course better. The King James says course. I have finished the course. I kept the faith. Now notice those three sections there. Now we can use the same thing for your faith project. Whatever you got your faith on, you can do the same thing. I'm talking about a principle here. You could take these three measures. Let's read this. Let's look at this again. He says, I have fought the good fight. Well, we know we are to walk by faith and not by sight, right? Two, he says, I finished the course. So we don't quit two-thirds. We don't quit at all. In other words, do you see manifestation? You don't quit. You hold fast until you see the manifestation. And then he goes on to say, and kept the faith. That word kept means guard. You guard it. You guard whatever you're believing God for, you guard it. I don't care how many delays you go through, you guard it. You're going to finish the course. Joshua and Caleb, what did they do? They held fast to their confessions. They made a lot of confessions. They held fast. They had some delays. Joshua and Caleb, 45 years. Have you waited that long? You got to have the attitude of a bulldog. You're not letting go. You're not letting go. Now, I had some German shepherds. And Dennis, you got German shepherd now, right? When they bite down on something, it's hard to get it out of their mouth. Now, bulldog, my understanding, has one of the strongest bites in the dog kingdom, or whatever you want to call it. When the bulldog clamps down, it's very hard to get him to release if he wants it. That's how we should act. Joshua and Caleb refused to let go. If they could do it for 45 years under the old covenant, we should do a whole lot better under the new. We have a great high priest who's gone before us. A better covenant, established some better promises. At the end of 45 years, Caleb said, give me my mountain. He is just as bold then as he was when he first started. Just as strong then as when he first started. He refused to let go in a time of delays. So don't wimp out. We're not wimps. We're strong in him, in the power of his might. We're strong. Picture yourself being strong. We don't fold like a folding chair. No, we're strong. We hold fast. We're unmovable. We're not moving. We got things in line. We got things. Listen, we're pursuing the things of God here. It's not like we're chasing Jezebel. Come on, we're chasing God. Our eyes are fastened on Him. I'm not going to be denied. Yeah, I'm not completely there, but I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to run this course just like Paul did. We could take the same principles and apply them in our lives and expect the same results. The result is victory. The result is we got it. There is a day. There is a day of performance. There is a day of a manifestation. We should, you know, Kenneth Hagin said, if you have the attitude, I don't care if it's going to be 100 years. I believe that I receive. You got to put all your faith in Him. He is well able The question is not him. The question is us. Right. Holding fast to our hope. Holding fast to our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Victory. Yes. Amen. Victory. Amen. We're not trying to get the victory. We're not the sick trying to get healed. We are the sick. We're not the broke trying to get, you know, but just get some money. Lord, just give me a break here. The problem's not the Lord. The work is finished. The work is done. We just need to appropriate, hold fast, and you don't give up. There is manifestation, but you're going to hold fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.